WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, early birds. Asher Blake here, and let me tell you, I'm fueled up on coffee and ready to dive into something super important, setting boundaries. Ever feel like a human pinata, everyone just taking whacks at your time and energy? You know that feeling when you say, yes, to everything and end up feeling depleted and overwhelmed? Well, guess what? That's the life we don't want. Today, we're talking about why setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's actually the key ingredient to unlocking your true potential and achieving success. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a top-tier athlete training for the Olympics. You wouldn't just show up at the gym, do whatever everyone else was doing, and hope for the best, right? You'd have a structured plan, specific training routines, and clear limits on when you push yourself and when you rest. It's the same with your life. Boundaries are those non-negotiables that protect your time, energy, and sanity, allowing you to perform at your peak in all areas. Here are five things to keep in mind about setting boundaries for success. First, understand that saying no is a superpower. It's not being rude, it's prioritizing what matters most. Every yes you say to something else means saying no to something equally important. Think of it like managing your bank account. You wouldn't spend all your money without thinking about your future, right? It's the same with your time and energy. Second, boundaries aren't one size fits all. What works for someone else might not work for you. Take the time to figure out what truly energizes you, drains you, and where you need to draw those lines in the sand. Are you a night owl or an early bird? Do certain types of tasks drain your energy more than others? Listen to your body and mind. They'll tell you what you need. Third, be clear and assertive. When you set a boundary, don't leave room for interpretation. Instead of saying, maybe later, try something like, I can definitely do that next week. It might feel awkward at first, but over time, people will respect your boundaries more. Remember, being assertive isn't about aggression. It's about confidently communicating your needs and expectations. Fourth, remember that boundaries are for everyone. It's not just about protecting yourself from others, it's also about protecting your relationships. Setting clear expectations can prevent misunderstandings and resentment from building up over time. Think of it like a GPS for your connections, guiding everyone in the right direction. Finally, don't be afraid to revisit and adjust your boundaries as needed. Life is constantly evolving, and so are our needs. What worked last year might not work this year. So keep checking in with yourself, see how things are flowing, and make adjustments along the way. Think of it like a fine-tuning process, always striving for that sweet spot of balance and fulfillment. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling her demanding job, family life, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. She constantly says, yes, to everything, feeling overwhelmed and drained. One day, she realizes she's burning out. So, she decides to set some boundaries. She starts by saying no to unnecessary commitments, delegating tasks at work, and carving out dedicated time for herself, even if it's just 30 minutes a day for reading or meditating. And guess what? Her stress levels decrease, her productivity skyrockets, and she actually has more energy for the things that truly matter. See, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. When you prioritize your well-being, you show up as your best self in all areas of life, from relationships to work to personal pursuits. So, take these takeaways and run with them. Remember, saying no is a superpower. Boundaries are personalized. Be clear and assertive. Remember, everyone needs boundaries, and don't be afraid to adjust them as needed. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your success soar. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor. Share it with a friend who could use a little boundary boost. Until next time, keep rising and shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.